Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, in the station.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Clapton, bringing this back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Joe Barker is our guest. One of the great futurists of living today, the author of several books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future. His films are outstanding. Innovation at the Verge. His film on paradigms is still a classic. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. JoelBarker.com, folks. You gotta follow him. You need to keep up with what he's got going on. Joel, in the previous segment, you talked to us about this new blood treatment, new blood development that they're using to put new blood into older people, older individuals. Yep. Let's just say, if not people,
older subjects,
right? And yep. and it's creating youth. It's recreating youth. It's regenerating the bodies of these subjects so that they seem to be younger. So if you take
a 20, just let me illustrate, dude. A 20-month-old mouse looks like a 4-month-old mouse.
Right. A 20-month-old mouse is almost dead.
Exactly. That's the end of their life.
Yeah.
That's the end of their life. And it's blood vessels, it's muscles, it's organs, it's cognitive behavior, all looked like a young mouse.
And I can only imagine the things we're going to learn from this kind of research about the human body and about the impact of so many things. But let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about the human form factor. The humans have we have this paradigm about birth, life and death, don't we? We built all these paradigms, as you would describe it. We built all these paradigms around that cycle. That hasn't changed in 100,000 years, except that the cycle has gotten a little bit longer. That's the only thing that's different. Human eyes are the same. Hands are the same. Our protoplasm is the same. And our society is not that much different. Now we're throwing in this new regeneration idea, this futuristic concept that's right here in our lap.
Yep.
Are we prepared? I mean, is this... If 5 years from now this thing is actually available in the marketplace, what's that going to do to every aspect of our lives?
Let me give you an equivalent example. And when I say equivalent, I mean as big for the species as this could be. Birth control pills. Until they came along, getting pregnant was just part of the deal. There's no way to... And all of a sudden we said, I can choose when I want to get pregnant, and look at what it did to society.
Mm-hmm.
It had, and you know, one of your points, which was the technology comes before the culture is ready for it.
That's right.
That's exactly what happened with birth control. So this is going to have that times 10.
Put that on steroids.
Exactly.
Put that scenario on steroids with this.
Exactly. So in a sense, we've had a little practice.
And what I could see where this could become a competitive thing. I mean, where if so I have it and you don't?
Absolutely. Well,
I'm meaning a country or a company or whatever, and you don't. I can see countries trying to nationalize something like this. I mean,
Japan is going to have 33% of their population older than 65 by 2035. What if they could rejuvenate those older folks to be able to work and be productive?
But wait a minute.
Everything.
But see, back to my socialization thing. What if they don't want to go back to work?
And yet they're
going to live longer on the dole. You see what I mean? These are the implications.
And think about the change in the laws that have to occur if this starts happening. You don't work till 65 and live another 100 years.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
That's exactly right.
You ask a lot. I think about myself. I'm 70 years old now. I love what I'm doing. I love my work. You love your work.
I'm not going to stop working.
Exactly. The only thing that gets in our way is if we become less capable of doing the work.
That's the only thing I worry about.
Yeah. And I think what this is all about is opening up a territory that is completely unexplored.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of people who will experiment with this. By the way, if you're about you would probably be very interested in getting a shot of that enzyme.
Absolutely. But think about what this is going to do to actuarial tables.
Well, they're irrelevant.
Huge industry, the life insurance industry.
Exactly.
The health insurance industry. This is very disruptive.
It's a culturally disruptive idea.
It's beautifully disruptive, isn't it, Joel?
It's profoundly disruptive.
Hey, Joel, you always make us think. Thanks for bringing this information for us today and helping us understand it. Come back real soon.
Good talking with you, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us, and we did. He'll be back another day. Don't forget, joelbarker.com is his website. You got to follow him, folks. You can't do without Joel Barker. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.